welcome to another episode of That's So Cincinnati. Today's special guest is Bob Moran from BMOC Capital. He's actually the president of BMOC Sports and Entertainment. And if you're saying to yourself, what is that? I'm just going to put it in the simplest terms ever. It's the tennis tournament. It's the Western and Southern. BMOC Capital bought the Western and Southern tennis tournament that's in Mason in like the fall of 2022. And there was a minute where we thought that we could possibly, they could possibly move it somewhere else. But we heard a couple weeks ago that it's staying in Cincinnati. So we wanted to talk all things tennis. So we thought we would have Bob on to talk about what changes we're going to see. Like, there's big changes coming for 2025, but we still have to get through 2024. And I just think that it's probably going to grow and get bigger and better every year. And so we're going to let him tell us all about that. I'm excited. In the meantime, guess what I've been doing? Writing about the election. So we are very close to the November 7th election. I hope you guys are all reading everything that's happening at Cincinnati.com. You know, we have the Inquirer. I think you probably all know by now. Our sister paper is the Columbus Dispatch. And that has just proved really amazing to team up with the reporters there, getting to know them, to offer you bigger and better coverage. Because in the past, before like the partnership, you would see the Inquirer reporters having to cover everything, you know, and then they would be covering everything like issues 1 and 2, which is abortion rights and the legalization of marijuana. There's so much to talk about and vet and let people and give people information about those issues. And so our Columbus Bureau and the Dispatch, we've been partnering with them on that here in Cincinnati. We have just a bevy of school board elections, which Maddie Mitchell's been covering. We have in the suburban, there's a lot of issues. There's a library levy this year. And then, of course, I've been covering the city potential railroad sale. Randy Tucker has been covering issue 24, which is, you know, affordable housing. It's a potential tax, it's a potential earnings tax increase for that. Voters are being asked to weigh in on. And then issue 23, you're going to be like, everyone's going to be in there and be like, I've heard of 22 and 24. Oh, hey, what about 23? It's like a clean up the charter amendment. It does do a couple things though that could be changes or not. It depends on how you read the language. So I just want to encourage everyone to go to Cincinnati.com, and you really can just put in the search, what is issue or what is, because we've written election stories on everything, plus all of the additional coverage. So thank you for reading and following along with everything. I do like to say one of the great mysteries is Election Day. We always know so many things ahead of time these days. There's just not a lot of like secrets or big surprises. But I don't know what's going to happen to some of these issues. And a lot of people are like, what's happening with the railroad sale? I don't know. So I'll be finding out along with everyone else following all of the Board of Election results on November 7th. You're just going to get like massive team coverage on Tuesday night of how everything goes. And then we'll be offering analysis, you know, throughout the rest of the week on why things happened, how they happened. So, you know, I guess the election's kind of like my Super Bowl. not tennis tournament though, which I do love to go to. I went out there this year. I just love it. I've not been to other tennis tournaments. So one of the things we're going to talk to Bob about is really, you know, what we'll see different, what we'll be doing that other places do. I love a good comparison. Of course, I always think that Cincinnati's the best at what we do. We have the best fans here. There's no question about that. And so, but he's going to shed a lot of light on all of that. So thanks for listening, you guys. Special guest time here on That's So Cincinnati. I'm excited to talk tennis with Bob Moran from BMOC Capital. Welcome.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
I feel like, you know, this was just the biggest announcement. Was it already last month?
It was, yes.
Where we learned that tennis was going to stay in Cincinnati. Like, it's way more complicated than that. And it's like wheeling and dealing. But if you love the Western and Southern Tennis Tournament, it was the most welcome news.
Well, we were excited to deliver, that's for sure.
Actually, let's talk about the, so let's go all the way back. So, tell us about your company.
BMOC Sports Entertainment, which what I head up, we oversee, our tennis venues, our music venues, and, work directly for BMOC Capital, which is a family office of Ben Navarro, based here in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. And you own, I mean, it's a big company of a lot of things, right? But it owns other tennis tournaments, right?
Sure. We have the Credit One Charleston Open here, which is a women's only WTA 500. And we operate the stadium as well. We do about 20 to 25 concerts per year, as well as the tennis event every April. And then we own a women's 500 in Monterrey, Mexico, that we have a partnership with a local team there that operates that.
Okay. And so there was some fear that when BMOC came in and purchased the tennis tournament here, that it could move. And it really kind of set up this fear of, you know, was there some thought that this would become for your company like a hometown tournament?
No, definitely not here in Charleston, that's for sure. Okay. Charlotte, North Carolina made an aggressive outreach to our team about the potential of moving it. You know, some of the concerns for us in Cincinnati in the beginning, in the greater Mason area, were we turned to basically a 2-week event in 2025. And then our field goes from, currently we have 56 men, 56 women in the main draw, another 32 and 32 in the qualifying draw, and an additional amount of players playing doubles. So we have, that's a large contingent already. And in 2025, we go to 96 on both sides. So we basically double the amount of players that we have currently. And then on top of that, it means we need a lot more space. We need more courts. We need more of everything to produce that. And so we were really looking hard at the ability of handling that in the current facilities in Cincinnati. And there was an absolute need to expand. And at the same time, we were looking into that. That's when the conversations in Charlotte occurred about building a brand new facility in one of their new development areas.
So our political leaders in Warren County really came to the table. I know there was a lot of, you know, talking and making sure that it got done. And there's a $250 million investment coming.
Correct. So yes, Dave Young, Commissioner of Warren County, really stepped up in the process and gathered the teams locally, I would say, and brought them together and helped navigate where we needed to go. So you're looking at an $130 million investment from combined entities in the county, the city of Mason, and the state. And then we're putting the same amount in privately from our side to do all the things we need to do to get the facilities ready to go for 2025. Doesn't mean we're not gonna start work now, which we are, for some good changes in 2024. But the bigger expansion is a 2025 project when we go to those 2 weeks and the larger draws.
You know, there was a lot of talk about the idea. Was it really just too small of a space? Like, even if, you know, we came to the table with the money, why is that such a good site?
This current Cincinnati site in Mason?
Yes.
You know, my outlook. So like we talked earlier, I came up here in the beginning, late June, early July, spent the time up here, got to know the 1,400 volunteers that work it, the staff up here in Cincinnati, and then started to get to know the passionate tennis fans. And then, quite honestly, the week of the tournament, where people were coming from. The amazing thing about Cincinnati and the Mason campus, it is a very, very drivable market from a lot of major urban centers in the Midwest, and people were coming from the Midwest, and you know, we set attendance records, and it, the passion that was shown, the commitment that was shown from the fans was truly amazing. And the location, I really believe, from my standpoint, it really, there is no other professional tennis in the central part of the United States. You have Indian Wells on the West Coast, and you have Miami and the U.S. Open on the East Coast is the two really big events, but there was nothing in the center of the country. So I think the fans in the Midwest really have a place to call home, and it's Mason, Ohio.
So if, just in case anyone out there is listening from afar, that is a huge appeal of Cincinnati for all things. And Warren County, we're so drivable to all the things. Bring your concerts here, bring all your things here, your businesses, because that, and we have a great airport here for anyone who wants to come from afar. So I'll just be a cheerleader for a second, because I do believe that.
Absolutely.
What kind of changes will we see for next year?
Well, we're going to start looking at both stadium and our secondary court, or what we call grandstand. So there'll be some changes. I'm gonna wait on that just because we like surprises sometimes.
We like breaking news on the podcast.
See, I know, but I can't break that news yet. But I will. I promise. I promise.
Do you feel like we'll be breaking ground though? I mean, in the spring, can you say anything about breaking ground?
On certain things, we will. Yes, we definitely will this year. We need a couple things to expand in 2024, so we will. But again, not the major plays. We have to start on certain things to be even ready for 2025. So absolutely. But we're really going to look at how do we improve the fan experience where we can in 2024 in both the stadiums and then on the grounds and in what we call our hospitality worlds. So all of those things we're taking on right now and putting that plan together.
So as someone who's not been to other tennis tournaments in the country and only has gone to this one and loves it, like I think this is, it's already great. What are we missing that other cities and tennis fans know, right? That go to all these other tournaments. Like what are we missing that in that experience?
Well, let me flip that to you first, Jerry. I'd say what is so attractive about the event in Cincinnati every summer? You know, we are the only, there's only 9 Masters events across the globe, okay, that are our size, combined men's and women's at this status. And just think about it, it's Paris, it's Monte Carlo, it's Miami, Indian Wells, Madrid. Those are that's the company we keep, okay, first and foremost. What we love about this date and this event is that this is a time when players are getting warmed up to finish off the season in New York. So we were the only Masters event this past year that had 20 of the top 20 men and 20 of the top 20 women in the world. Now, if you're a tennis fan, you're coming here to see the best of the best. And what's great about this event is how close you can be, how involved you can be in the event, how engaged you can be in the event. Now, I would say at other events, you don't have that. And I think that's the attraction of Cincinnati, the attraction of the event. And, you know, we have the best players in the world here. And then the ability to be up close and personal to them is like no other. Now, on the flip side, what do we have to make sure? We have to make sure those players still continue to come and enjoy Cincinnati. We have to make sure their experience is a first-class one with us. And that's from hotels to restaurant experiences to on-site dining to their player lounges to their quiet rooms to the gym to all of those things that we have 1 week in 2024 to make them feel really special, really at home. And those are the things that we have to do to make a change. From a fan experience side, we just have to continue to add more and more to what I call the outside the lines execution, which is, you know, from music to tennis legends to experiences that when people come with us, what was really cool for me to see is the extended amount of time people stay on the grounds with us. And it was 7+ hours a day on average that fans were spending with us. That tells me they really, really enjoy it. They're tennis fans and they're experienced fans. So we have to make sure we continue to fill any voids that are potentially out there with the experience.
Can you talk a little bit about what happened with the Charlotte deal and why we became so much more attractive?
Well, I think, you know, two things happened. You know, in the beginning, I think it was a little slow for everyone to react to us being here. And then, you know, as the process went on, it took a little bit more shape. And like I said, you know, Warren County really stepped to the front with Mason and working with the state to bring everybody together. So financially, to get to a place where this made sense for us. But also, you know, when you see the fans come through and see what it was like on site, and for Mr. Navarro to come on site and see just a packed house every day he was here, and he was talking to people. You know, and I know, you know, it could have gone either way with fans. They could have been, you know, really upset or really aggressive about staying. And that wasn't the case. The people that talked to Mr. Navarro and us when they were here were, hey, we'd really like it to stay. We think it's a great event. And they were, you know, Midwest hospitality all the way, making everyone feel really good about being here. And that was really key to see and feel what the event could be like. And that just that meant the world to Mr. Navarro, and it really put us over the top.
I think that we see that honestly here in all of our sporting events. We have passionate fan bases. We definitely have seen that with what was going to happen with MLS and FC Cincinnati. But to see, I mean, that stadium, 26,000 seats, sells out. When we bring our passion to a sport and we do it for tennis, we just love it and rally around it.
No, you know, and I think you just used a great example. You know, the Bengals and the Reds, they've been there, done that for a long, long time, doing a great job. For me, it was really interesting to see the transformation of FC Cincinnati. And I probably went to three or four games while I was up there. And Jeff Birding, you know, was great to open himself up to meeting with us and talking with us. And Vince Cicero, who's an old friend, he used to be with the Western and Southern, is over there as well. And to see the culture that FC Cincinnati built in this city was truly amazing. You know, from the gathering before the game to the march on to the stadium and a packed house for every game I saw. For me, that was really telling about what this community does and can bring. And it was truly amazing. I think you used a great example of transformational culture right there. FC Cincinnati's done a wonderful job.
I mean, and I think the support is there for adding the second week. So next year, not a second week, right?
No, that's correct.
But there's one change next year.
Yeah, so next year is an Olympic year. So what that means is all the athletes will be in Paris for the Olympics in the summer. And basically the finals will put finals of the Olympics for tennis will push Tennis Canada, which is the event that happens the week before us. It'll push their events back a day, which then in turn pushes us back a day. So we will start on a Sunday where we normally start on a Saturday, and then we will finish on a Monday as opposed to finishing on Sunday's final. But we're excited about the opportunity on two fronts. What can we do really cool on Saturday to kick off 125 years of tennis in Cincinnati, which is another great thing to celebrate. And then a Monday evening, Sunday final is a very, very cool opportunity as we see it. So what are we going to do to kick off Saturday, and how are we going to make Monday special? So yes, everything has a challenge, but we see them as opportunities as well.
And I mean, honestly, it's falls at such a good time. I mean, people just take off work to go, and like, it doesn't matter if it's a weekday or a weekend. Like, I take off days to go to the tennis tournament, and my friends do the same. You know what? I did want to talk a little bit. So you must know, like, all the tennis stars, like the kickoff video to announce that it was staying here, kind of populated on Twitter in the morning. And you had some of the biggest stars help announce this. What was that like?
That was fun, let me tell you. Truthfully, that was Mr. Navarro's idea. He, during the tournament this year, Novak Djokovic came up to meet Mr. Navarro, and they had a really good conversation, which was great. And then we've known Coco for many, many years because we were strong on the women's side. With tennis, and we, you know, he said, "What do you think? It's a great idea." And I kind of said, "Well, it's a great idea, but I got one who is in Serbia and one who's in Beijing. So trying to tackle that wasn't an easy task, but we had some help from friends, and we got a crew to Serbia, Belgrade, to do the interview with Novak and give him the script and get that video shot. And then our partners on the WTA side helped get Coco in Beijing to do her side. And once that all got brought together, we were able to pull that video together. What was great with both those players were really eager to do it and bent over backwards to make it happen. As you can imagine, being in different parts of the world, different time zones, all of that, they really went the extra yards to make something special. And the amount of views on that video were overwhelming. So needless to say, it was a great hit and a great way to kick off the event.
I mean, somebody had sent it to me and I watched it and I was like, oh my God, tennis is staying. I was like, that's incredible. You never would have known that it was filmed in different parts of the world.
That's right.
So let's talk about, I think we mentioned in passing other events, like to use the facility a lot more than it's used now. I mean, I think we're definitely starting to see that. We just had our set in our other stadiums. Of course, Taylor Swift was at Paycor Stadium. Green Day, we just heard yesterday, is going to be coming to Great American Ballpark. Are we talking about like concerts or other tennis things? What's going to happen on, you know, when it's not the tournament?
Was that Green Day or was that Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters is coming, but we're getting Green Day too.
Ah, so you got both.
Okay. Yes. I was like, okay.
I saw the Foo Fighters announcement. We know the music business well from what we do down here in Charleston. We have a couple great concerts after we went through our renovation and get the facility to what we really needed to be a great concert venue. It's something we are looking at as we speak, is how do we make that work in Cincinnati? It's something we definitely want to do. The building is not exactly built for it, so there's some things that we would need to change and make some adjustments, but we believe there's an opportunity there. And then, you know, the grounds are really, really built for other events. There's plenty of room, plenty of parking, plenty of storage space. There's opportunities to do many, many things. They already do a pickleball event up there, a professional pickleball event in September.
Now they do pickleball anywhere. That does seem to be a thing.
That is a thing. That's true. So I think there are a lot of different opportunities. We'll work in partnership with the county and the city to attract other events and attract other. We really want, it's the way we do things here in Charleston. It's the way we're going to do things in Cincinnati. We want a venue like that to be active as much as it can be active. And the long-term, the long-term renovation will also enable us to be a full-time tennis facility, a full-time pickleball facility. We will share that those operational items with the city and the county and really work together to attract new and different events throughout the year.
Will it have anything that's covered? Now, again, I don't know. I don't want to embarrass myself because I don't know that much about tennis centers. Will it have anything that's kind of like domed and covered, or does everything remain outdoors?
It will all remain outdoors.
Okay. We'll brave any weather to go to any game here, though. that is a true thing. I've been in that Bengals stadium when it's 0 degrees.
I believe it.
And I've been, you know, to things where it's pouring down rain and you're in ponchos and you just do it.
Absolutely.
All right. So you want to share tell it, what are your impressions of Cincinnati? So you've been here a lot, like getting this all together. And what are your impressions?
A couple things. You know, I think let's say this was from people outside talking to us that, difficult to get down from downtown out to Mason. Wasn't a first class food and beverage scene. All of these, what I will call, after I spent as much time as I did up there, complete misconceptions. Getting back and forth from downtown is not an issue for, we did not find it an issue. We didn't find it an issue for the players. It's for me, it's very similar to what we have here in Charleston. Our stadium is about 20, 25 minutes away from downtown Charleston, and it is almost identical from a commute perspective. Players here love it, and we'll make sure the players in Cincinnati get to know that as well. The restaurant scene is amazing. The art scene is amazing. And all of those things that until you're here and spend a couple days and nights and really understand Cincinnati, such a walkable city. You can, you know, OTR over the Rhine, all the experiences you have with restaurants and bars and everything downtown. It's truly a special city. And I think you really need to spend time here to fully understand that. And then that was really my messaging back to ownership is there's so many unique opportunities for different things here in the city or the greater Cincinnati area that we really need to explore more. So for me, the people are great. Really enjoyed all the time I spent up there and what I saw and experienced. Like I said, I went to a bunch of soccer games, really took advantage of the restaurant scene, and all of those things are amazing. So I loved it and I will continue to love it. And how do we bring that even more to life during our event every August?
Can you envision any part of the tennis tournament like being in downtown or like some sort of partnership with downtown and connecting the two?
I think we have to do a better job in the promotion and the connect. We did a little bit of that this year with our PR and comms and our marketing. We hosted an event prior to one of the FC Cincinnati games. We put a little mini court out there, had a lot of fun with the kids and the fans. We hosted our kickoff event at the Lytle Hotel on the rooftop. I mean, we just need to do more of that. We need to continue to support tennis in the greater Cincinnati community and do as much as we can to build those relationships between downtown and the venue out in Mason.
All right. Well, I'm really excited to see where this all goes. I look forward to you talking to you more and breaking more news with our sports department.
Great. And Sherry, do you want, the one thing, we will be coming out with a new name. We talked about it in passing before.
Oh, we did. That's true. Okay.
So
you want to say what that is?
We don't know yet. We're working on it. But we wanted to really share the values that we have and what we believe the city of Cincinnati has. And that's our goal as we're building this out. But, when we were going through the process, we recognize that there's some major partners in the greater Cincinnati area that we didn't have as partners. And I think there was a want to participate with us. And basically we asked Western and Southern to say, hey, if you could take a step backwards and let us go out and bring in other partners, create a name for this event that's not tied to a sponsor, but tied to what we build there, and then let other partners participate. That was a big step by the Western and Southern team, and we're really appreciative of that. But it allowed us to bring in other partners that will really help us build and promote this event for the long term. But, we have Western and Southern, Credit One Bank, P&G is now on board, Great American Insurance, Fifth Third Bank, and Kroger are all what we'll call our cornerstone partners that are our lead sponsors and really supporting this event and all participating at a very high level. So for us, that's really exciting because when you bring more partners in at that level, that shows a really strong commitment, but it also allows us to do more with the event and invest more in what we're doing on site every day.
I mean, I really do feel like that is such a telling thing about all of our leaders really coming together in our business community. If someone had asked me if John Barrett would do that, I would be like, no, tennis is his baby. This is very important to him. He loves it. But that he was willing to do that, to allow more sponsors to come in and have it be different so it could be better and grow, that is a telling sign from our business community. And I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. It was Mr. Barrett's baby and he wanted to continue to see it grow. And for him to help us with that was a huge step. And big kudos to John and the team, but also to the rest of the community that's stepping up and helping us continue to build what's a 125-year event here in Cincinnati.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a great way to spend Friday morning learning more about this. And I'm pretty sure the tournament will be here before we know it.
You got it, Sharon. This year, I'll make sure we connect when you're on site, okay?
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much to Bob for coming on. I learned a lot. I'll be an even bigger tennis fan, it seems like, going forward. I'm looking forward to all the changes. It's so fun to have these venues, have all of these concerts and do things other than just, you know, the one reason that they were built. And so I just think this is going to be really special for our whole region. And it's exciting to hear about all of that. I do want to, at the end here, give a shout out to the Cincinnati Film Commission. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to go to the Film Commission's, their big fundraiser, their big gala. They call it Backlot. And this year it was 70s themed, which I was all about, having been born in the 70s, you guys. It was just so much fun to go to it. But it was a really special event. So Christian Slotman, who is the director, she's been a past guest on the podcast. She did something really special. You know, the actors and writers have been on strike this year, and it's really affected movie making, as you know, they do, their unions do all of the, you know, deal making and everything. And that has, you know, that has hit Cincinnati too. And it has, you know, hurt the film, the people who work, we have people who full-time work in the film industry in Cincinnati. And so what she did is the event was geared around making like a short little movie. And everybody who went to the event kind of were in the movie and guests as part of all of things and like part of the filming. And we got to see what it was like to film a movie and be extras kind of. But she paid the film crews so they could have work. And she paid all of the people who would typically work on movies and really use the gala not only to raise money, but to reinvest right now. And everyone I know who went there, we're talking about it after, had such a good time just really learning about the movie making business by doing it. And she had all these like little vignettes there of like 70s things. And it was just really experiential, which I think things are moving more towards. And so I just thought that was a really special event that you felt like you were putting back into the community, like right then and there. And so anyway, that was a great event. They have it every year. And I'll be going every year now because it was just a lot of fun. But thank you for listening. We're going to go back to writing about the election for a few more days here, and then we'll talk to you Tuesday night.